Hilliard Lyons is proud to become a part of Baird, a trusted financial services firm that shares our commitment to the community. I'm Jeff Main, branch manager with Hilliard Lyons. You can learn more about Baird and our new partnership at HilliardToBaird.com.
Every Big Show Friday, we check in with the City of Bloomington, and the City of Bloomington's Volunteer Network is led by the director and our great friend, Lucy Shake. Lucy, good afternoon. How are you?
Afternoon. I'm doing well and staying cool. Looking forward to the weekend as well.
That's the best part about Big Show Friday. That means there is no more show the rest of the week, and away we go into that weekend. Last Friday when we met, I screwed up everything. You should have been around for this. Woo, it was terrible. So I'm glad I didn't screw up this week just yet, because I know and you know that you were very busy last week, and you told us you were going to spend all last weekend getting ready for the Be More Awards. And in this day and age, well, we just can't fill up an auditorium or the Buskirk Chumley Theater with 500-600 of our closest friends and thank everybody. We had to do it a little bit differently this year, but it doesn't take away from the fact that you recognize great people, great volunteers, and you did make an event out of it. Tell us how that went.
It went really well. We what we did this year is we premiered each of our recipients in a big reveal with their own video. So a little video package with the recipient speaking, the nominator speaking in some cases, and a lot of like images of that person in action or that group. And so it was lovely to see that happening online and people engaging with that. And we certainly did have a reach that, reached beyond how many people we could actually put in an auditorium. Of course, you're missing that in-person time, all of the warm fuzzies and networking that happens during that evening. But we did get to still celebrate our outstanding volunteers and volunteer groups via a live streaming event of these videos.
That's the new way to do everything, is the live streaming event. Well, tell me about some of these great winners. And there were 10 recipients spread across all different categories. Kind of explain how you came to these conclusions.
Well, we always have, I believe, 12 categories available for 10 awards. This year, our selection committee had some special awards that they gave and named in honor of some of the recipients, one being the Be More Empowering Award, which went to the Women Build Committee of Habitat for Humanity, really hardworking ladies who have been building houses for 20 years and have reached the fundraising goal this year. I believe they'll be up to $2 million raised in building houses for people in need in our community.
Wow.
Really impressive stuff going on. Be More Uplifting was another judge's choice that went out to Cindy Neidhart from Bloomington Thrift Shop and Cy Iota Zai, and all of her work getting that organization really functioning like a well-oiled machine and giving back their income from the thrift shop back into the community for scholarships and organizations, which is really cool. Then we had all of our regular ones. We had Be More Bloomington, which went out to Sean Rector from Best Buddies International Conference, which is held every year here in Bloomington on the IU campus. It would have been happening this year, but instead they went online, and very excited to hear that they'll be playing his debut video, receiving his award, to the 4,000 people who are attending that online conference. So that's really exciting as well.
And you have some great sponsors that help put this all together. I don't want those to get lost in the shuffle either. I know 2020 has been weird, but we still need community partners that either drive it financially or drive it by volunteers, hours, or anything else. Let me know who those sponsors are.
Well, of course, our great award sponsor is the Community Foundation of Bloomington and Monroe County. And then we have our event sponsors are the United Way of Monroe County, WTIU Public Television, and IU Credit Union, along with the City of Bloomington.
Lucy Shake is our guest from the City of Bloomington. She joins us every Friday for great volunteer opportunities here in Bloomington, Monroe County, and South Central Indiana. And one we just keep talking about because, number one, it's a very, very important part of our community. And number two, they have a large training coming up in August, which, believe it or not, today is the 17th. That's 2 weeks from tomorrow. CASA needs some help. Tell me all about it.
Right. They've put this additional training on the calendar for 5:30 to 8:30 p.m. Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday evenings between August 3rd and 26th. That is a significant commitment, but it is a rewarding one as well. They need it because they have over 40 children on their wait list right now for a court-appointed special advocate. And that's someone, if you don't already know about the CASA program, it's somebody who represents abused and neglected children in the court system. So you will be trained, and then you will be able to do some of your intake in person, some online, but you'll be there for that child as they go through the system, and that's the most important thing. It's really the whole program has taken a hit in terms of clients going up as we've been in this crisis.
And the clients are going up, and they all need volunteers to make sure that they can be sadly helped through this process. All right, the Bloomington Symphony Orchestra, they're not asking you to carry around cellos or play any tunes for them, but they would like their office organized a little bit in their meetings.
Yeah, so if you have the desire to be the documenter for the Bloomington Symphony Orchestra board, you can be their board secretary. They need you to take those minutes and get the agendas out, do all of that logistical stuff that keeps the board operating. They would love to have you do that. So put your organizational skills to use and keep this 50-plus-year-old organization going.
Lucy Shake is our guest this afternoon. And Lucy, school's right around the corner. We know that the people from Indiana University will be back in about a month. Are we still filling gaps, finding gaps, minding gaps? We need help getting everything taken care of.
Well, you know, the volunteer landscape is evolving. You know, some people are moving ahead a little bit faster with bringing in new volunteers, but a lot of our organizations are using their recurring volunteers who were with them before COVID struck, and kind of reincorporating them into their services. But, you know, we talked about groups being needed out at the Hoosier Hills Food Bank last week, and the Workday Wednesdays are happening at the Orchard, and those can be new volunteers. So there's a little bit of everything out there. You just need to keep checking back to the Volunteer Network website to see where we're at. But I think everybody's going to be cautious as we welcome all of these new people back into the community and just see how it goes from there.
And if you can't, again, give your time or your resources, you can give money. And there's nothing wrong with that. And you have a great list on the website of where people can use in-kind donations.
Right. So you can give money, of course. You can also give stuff. And sometimes that's repurposing the stuff that you have in your possession right now, or using the lists that are posted on the community wish list and in our listings to see if you have the funds to shop on Amazon for an organization, or give them other things that you're finding out in the stores.
And we can find out all this information exactly where.
So everything is on BloomingtonVolunteerNetwork.org. If you want to see our recipient stories and videos, you can go to /BeMore on that website. If you want to see our community wish list, you can go to /community wish list. It's just that easy.
And if people have just underlying questions or want to hear about specifically what goes on at some of these places, they can always pick up the phone and the Rotary and dial you up.
Yeah, 349-3433, area code 812. I'll be available on the phone for that. And I've been getting more questions about people who want to share their skills in the community. I'm happy to walk people through that as well.
Yeah, it might not be something that jumps off the page, or this is your first rodeo volunteering. Sometimes it's easier to talk to somebody, and Lucy will be there, or somebody will be there. I would request Lucy if I were you. That's what I would do. I'd call up and say, is Lucy there? I heard her on the radio, and I need some more information. That's what I would do. That would be me.
That's right. Our bench isn't that deep right now, Glass, so you're probably going to get me. I'm picking up the phone.
We need volunteers to help get volunteers. If you could volunteer to volunteer, that would be great. But no, all joking aside, Lucy, what's that number one more time?
It's 812-349-3433.
And you can find the Bloomington Volunteer Network online at?
bloomingtonvolunteernetwork.org.
See, we're trying to keep this simple because we want more volunteers, not less volunteers. So please, if you can, get involved with your time or your effort. If not, again, there's plenty of ways to either donate goods, services, or money to some of these local great causes that have been, well, who hasn't been affected by COVID-19? Lucy, great job as always. All I ask this weekend is SPF 50 or better. It's going to be hot.
Going to have it made in the shade this weekend.
Get lost in the shade. That's my favorite thing to tell you. Get lost in the shade. That sound like a mean. Get lost in the shade.
Get lost in the shade.
Get lost in nature. And stay cool, stay hydrated, and make sure everybody's safe. And we'll get caught up with you next Friday.
Sounds great.
Lucy Shake, the City of Bloomington's Volunteer Network. Rod Holloway from Comprehensive Financial Consultants will join us to close the markets next.